Anthropic and Alibaba release AI security tools, raising questions about who benefits. Anthropic released an open-source framework designed to train and evaluate AI systems for security vulnerability discovery and code. The release, which the company describes as a research platform rather than a finished product, includes benchmark datasets, metrics for measuring AI performance at vulnerability detection, and infrastructure for running systematic evaluations. A more rigorous foundation than simply prompting a large language model to review code. By open sourcing the framework, Anthropic is taking a public position that transparent development of AI security tools is preferable to keeping such capabilities proprietary. The company is in effect betting that the defensive benefits of wider access to automated vulnerability discovery outweigh the risk that the same systematic tools could help attackers identify targets more efficiently. Separately, Alibaba published an AI-powered code review command line tool called Open Code Review, designed to integrate into existing development workflows and flag code quality issues, potential bugs, and security problems. The CLI format, rather than a web service or IDE plugin, positions the tool toward developers who prefer scriptable, automation-friendly workflows, reflecting what was described as a Unix philosophy approach to AI tooling. Privacy architecture differs between the two releases. Anthropic's framework can run locally. Alibaba's tool appears designed for self-hosted deployment. Both choices address a concern developers consistently raise. AI-powered code analysis, whether for review or vulnerability hunting, requires sending potentially sensitive source code somewhere. Reaction in the Hacker News comment threads reflected guarded optimism. Developers expressed enthusiasm for the productivity potential while maintaining skepticism about relying on AI for security-critical judgments, with the prevailing view being that these tools are most valuable as aids to human expertise rather than substitutes for it.